From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Caroline Halter. President Donald Trump signed legislation siding with Alaska's request for predator control on federal wildlife refuges. State wildlife officials have pushed to extend predator control, that's the killing of wolves or bears to increase the population of moose or caribou, on 6 to 16 federal wildlife refuges. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has routinely rejected state requests. Alaska Representative Don Young sponsored the legislation.
I've already heard from Fish and Wildlife, said we're not going to change. Well, we'll see about that. There's a new sheriff in town, so we'll see.
The FWS rule explicitly prohibited many kinds of predator control, including a ban on the aerial hunting, live trapping, or baiting of predators, as well as on killing those predators while near their dens or their cubs. Young called the restrictions federal overreach.
This was a matter of law, and that's the reason I'm so adamant about it. It was an encroachment upon the state of Alaska.
Some say the legislation is merely symbolic. Former Fish and Wildlife Service Regional Director Jeff Haskett says laws creating refuges remain in place and managers remain under a mandate to manage for biodiversity, not for human consumption. Alaska marijuana regulators are expected to resume debate over whether people should be able to use pot in authorized stores. The Marijuana Control Board has gone back and forth on the issue, abandoning a draft of rules amid concerns with how the Trump administration might view marijuana. But last month, they decided to try to write rules anyways. Alaska's top medical officer says on-site use raises health concerns. A company that sought to develop a major coal mine 45 miles southwest of Anchorage has suspended applications for state permits. The Peninsula Clarion reports Pacrim Coal halted its permit process for a strip mine on the west side of Cook Inlet near the village of Tyonek. The mine proposal drew strong opposition in part because it called for temporarily removing 11 miles of a tributary of the Chuitna River. Fairbanks police have opened a homicide investigation after discovering a man dead a few blocks east of the downtown business district. Police shortly before 12:30 a.m. Tuesday took a report of a person in the street at 3rd Avenue and Hall Street. It's 46 degrees at Juneau International Airport. Tonight will be lows around 40 and a 100% chance of rain. That's the latest from the KTOO Newsroom. I'm Caroline Halter.